We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome into a Tuesday edition of the Fantasy Bites podcast. Brandon Kravitz here with the fantasy headlines you need to know. Four hitters who are confusing projection systems. You can find those names at rotowire.com. Like we mentioned yesterday, it's not exactly the peak of sports season at the moment. Let this news be an example of that. Shohei Ohtani hit a towering home run in his first batting practice session against live pitching since he underwent reconstructive elbow surgery, another step towards him playing in the season opening game against the San Diego Padres. That's right, a BP home run, but hey, we'll take what we can get. Mike Trout, one of the best players of this generation, has every reason to want out of his situation in Anaheim, but he says that he wants to remain an Angel moving forward. Trout said that he has no desire to be traded right now or anytime in the near future, and that he encouraged Angels owner Artie Moreno to sign at least one of the remaining high-profile free agents to help replace Shohei Ohtani. In Trout's 13 years with the Angels, they've only made the playoffs just once, so something Trout might want to reconsider. And this from Clearwater Beach, Florida. The Philadelphia Phillies have spoken to Zach Wheeler's representation about a new contract as the pitcher heads into the final season of a five-year, $118 million deal. Corey Seager underwent surgery to repair a sports hernia in the offseason and was just recently cleared for incline walking. With that, Seager tells reporters that he hopes to be ready for opening day, but isn't quite sure if that's going to happen. You love seeing this, and it fits the time of year that we're in. This is right around the time we all start getting excited again about Byron Buxton. The 30-year-old Minnesota twin has some lofty goals for 2024. Buxton told reporters yesterday that he thinks he can steal 30 bases this season, something that Buxton has yet to do in a Major League Baseball season, with the closest coming back in 2017 when he pilfered 29 bags. Walker Buehler of the Dodgers still recovering from his second Tommy John surgery. Dodgers manager Dave Roberts said Monday that it's unlikely that Buehler is going to make any Cactus League appearance in the spring. Indications pointing to the idea that Buehler will not be ready to go early on in the regular season, so buyer beware on draft night. Want to get a bet in? Use the Caesars Sportsbook promo code ROTO15. Earn a first bet offer up to $1,500. We got more college hoops tonight. We hit last night with Iowa State, so let's see if we can keep this positive momentum going. Big one at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Number one, UConn, takes on number 15, Creighton. I'm going to go ahead and back the home team here. Creighton coming off of an eye-opening performance against Butler on Saturday. Went in as 2.5-point favorites, won by 22 on the road. They're revved up and ready to go for this one. Also, UConn, in their last five games, they've hit 42% from long range, and yet they've just faced 27% shooting from three-point range. So regression could be coming from both ends. That's not a good sign for the Huskies. At some point, this is going to flip. Creighton is the perfect team to do it, +2.5 tonight. For everything fantasy sports, get yourself a free trial at rotowire.com/pod. There's no commitment and no credit card needed. Again, that's rotowire.com/pod.